So we've got to love what you do. That's quite apt, isn't it, what we're talking about? It's actually enjoy what you do by the Divine Comedy. Now, why this, Lucy?
It comes from an album called Regeneration, which was out at a time when I was very, very poorly indeed, very lost, and in the kind of state where I didn't know if I would ever be able to cope with leaving the house again, never mind doing anything else. And this track, well, as well as being joyfully, skillfully playful with words, is about the importance of doing that which makes you happy, not at other people's cost, but at living from your heart, about living from your heart.
You mentioned there, you know, you had a really challenging time, and Divine Comedy helped. Music can help. Sometimes music can hinder if you're in a very dark place. But did you find that reading and writing helped come through that process?
Yes. There's a, in Shadowlands, one of C.S. Lewis's former students meets him some years after he's been taught by Lewis in a very dry way at Oxford, and basically has a go at him about the way he taught literature, and the former student quotes his own dad to Lewis and simply says, "We read to know we are not alone." And I think that feels absolutely central to me, and it's part of why I write, but I think books can help. Books read us as well as us reading books.
Yes.
We can find ourselves through them.
We often touch on this in this very place. I've said this before, but I do think it comes back to that being gathered around a fire and telling stories to each other, because that's a connection with the world and with each other.
Well, yes, and it's a making sense of experience. To turn your experience into a story, you've done something to it, you've got in a different relationship with it. And that's quite often what happens, particularly when I write poetry. If I'm choosing to write about something very distressing, the act of turning it into a text has put me in a different relationship with it, and that helps.
And I think if you're a reader, especially if you're introverted like I am and was even more so as a child, you can, if you struggle to get out into the real world and meet real people, you can meet many people through books that you perhaps wouldn't meet. In, even if you're an extrovert and you go out into the world, you can meet so many more people through books. And if the writer is skilled and can convey those characters, you can understand. It's not a substitute, obviously, for meeting people in real life, but you can begin to get a measure of what is out there in the world that is not part of your own circle and your own experience.
Or even your own time.
Yes, exactly.
And culture.
And I don't actually think it really... You need to read what springs up for you. Everybody's different. I think we went through a phase of, there's a books prescription service in Wales, which is, you know, doctors can actually write a prescription, which is generally sort of self-help related books. But and there's also a school of thought about poetry, particular poems can help people in particular situations. Yeah, I think there's an anthology called Poetry First Aid. I'm not so sure about that, because actually one poem about grieving and bereavement may not necessarily speak to someone who's grieving and bereaving, because it's very individual unique for each person, isn't it?
And I think poetry is something that people have often been so off, I'm sure there's too many prepositions there, but they've been so deterred from reading it that at school, you know, by poor teaching or by poems being, inverted commas, used to teach different things, which is a whole hobby horse of mine, which I won't mount up at the moment. So I think to put a poem in front of somebody as a prescription is very dangerous, because it might not speak to them at all, and it could further put them off, and it could miss the chance. If you put a different thing in front of them, it could open that door for them. So when I do a lot of facilitating of poetry workshops and self-development workshops, working with poetry, and it's really important to have a range of texts so that there's something that's likely to have more chance of speaking to more people. The more texts there are, the more you can do
that. So it's kind of leaving a lot of things around and letting people find their own way.